If you want to qualify for the Christmas cash, you can call right now, 509-441-0999. Caller, what did we decide on, Kev? 242?
Yeah.
Caller 242.
Whoa.
No?
He's still throwing a fit about having to answer 99 yesterday.
No, that was fine.
So 99?
You want to do 99?
Caller 7, 509-441-0999.
I'll do 99 again. You want to do 2 days in a row? I'll do it. You don't think I will?
So call it news time. Award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Stay tuned to find out how the ham dog ball could change your life.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
News is brought to you in part by Nom Nom, life in the snack lane.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
And Haven Real Estate.
Yeah, I will tell you that I think it's always surprising when you first do a 99 calls as
yes.
the producer or the person who has to answer the phone, uh-huh. whatever. It is always a little shocking just how fast it can be.
It goes very quickly.
Yeah.
And I do find it interesting, like if you hold on for 1 second when you tell them to call, hey, your caller 84 or whatever yeah. the number is, to hear the reaction. Because oftentimes you'll get the, oh. Or the, no, don't make it me. And you're like, you know, or whatever it might be. So it is kind of fun to hear that too.
It is.
Also, if I'm going to carefully ask this. If you are in a spot where you have just gone through an area of town and you're like, I should probably warn people about that. And you're obviously now safely stopped or whatever the case might be and can let us know. That'd be great. Because now that they've issued this weather advisory with the slippery roads, I'm concerned. Yeah. I'm curious. You know, where it's bad, where it's not. So if you, again, you're in a safe spot where you could actually do it, I wouldn't mind hearing about it at 509-441-0999. You can just text. And congrats to Jenny, who qualified for the Christmas cash.
There
all right,
we
Kevin,
go.
Over to you.
Wow, you got all that business handled.
It's what I do.
Now, here's what I do. What things happened in 2024 that were a first? Where you just go, oh,
I didn't know.
Cool.
Yeah.
The first time that ever happened, Scientists detected water on an asteroid surface.
You can fill in your own jokes.
Mm-hmm. How about this? I do remember when this one happened. A pig kidney was successfully transplanted into a human.
Ew, wow.
That's wild.
That is crazy.
And it's awesome, too. Like, I mean, what medicine continues to do is quite impressive.
Yeah. Does that person now not eat bacon, do you think, or ham?
I don't know.
Is that considered cannibalism?
I don't know. It seems odd.
An extreme marathoner finished running the length of Africa from top to bottom, running around.
Wow.
10,000 miles.
A long way.
Over the course of 352 days.
Holy smokes. I guarantee you that's not good for you.
No. 352 days. You just kept running.
Yeah.
10,000 miles. In Africa, which I also got to believe was
maybe warm?
Hot.
Yeah.
At times.
How many miles is that a day? 10,000 divided by what? 352?
352.
28 miles a day. Yeah, that's not.
Yeah, that's wild.
I don't even.
Boy, yeah. Over a marathon.
That's crazy.
Now, this is one I can get down with. A street food taco stand in Mexico.
Okay.
Was the first to ever receive a Michelin star.
Huh.
So, you know, like the Michelin star restaurants?
Yeah.
Those are.
Yeah, top end.
Boy, oh boy, not easy to get.
No.
And it received a Michelin star
as in a food truck.
Food truck. Yes, please.
That would be amazing.
Let's see. Saudi Arabia, this is a step forward for them, hosted a swimsuit fashion show.
Oh.
Didn't see that coming, did you?
I did not.
a couple more for you. Let's see. Scientists observed. An orangutan, orangutan, is that how you say it? Because I always put the G at the end, orangutan.
I don't know
and
how
I
say
don't
it.
Believe I mean, the word does not have a G at the end. Orangutan. That sounds so stupid.
You got it right, though. That's right.
Orangutan.
Yeah, it does sound weirder that way. It doesn't have a G.
No. You might be emphasizing it a little too much, though.
Okay. Show me how to say it.
No, I show you.
Yeah, say it. Well, just say it so then I can hear it the right way.
I can't do it because I always say it the same way, too.
You say orangutan?
Yeah, but I say it with confidence, so it doesn't matter.
You just say it more quickly.
He just rolled his eyes at me.
He looked over his shoulder.
I say it with confidence, so it doesn't matter. Orangutan. See, I can say that with confidence.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You did. Mm-hmm. You did it well.
Orangutan.
Orangutan. There it is.
Orangutan.
Okay. Scientists observed an orangutan treating itself with medicinal herbs
in
the wild.
Mm-hmm. I believe it's pronounced herbs.
Say it with confidence, it is.
So the orangutan went to a smoke shop? What did it do?
Apparently.
Sounds like a joke.
I don't know what, you know, was wrong with the orangutan. Like, what
I don't know
they
either.
Were suffering from, but, you know, sounds like they knew. You know what I need? I need to get me some of that right there, that tree or whatever.
Road report, Deer Park, 395, super slick.
Okay. We just don't need more bad accidents. We've had a few too many already this year.
Absolutely. I'm wading through these. Yeah, up north on Hawthorne, also very slippery.
Okay.
So for sure to the north. We'll let you know if we get any others.
A couple other things. We all remember this. Breakdancing made its Olympic debut.
Orangutan.
But it was very short-lived. It will not return to the 2028 Games in Los Angeles.
Dang, that's where they should have it.
Oh, I know.
I mean, of all the places.
Yep, it does seem like the place. Speaking of
LA.
Will
they have orangutan dancing or no?
I don't think so.
Because that would be fun. If orangutans could break dance, probably after the medicinal
situation. Yeah, I was going to say, they probably won't be dancing. They're busy doing drugs.
Okay. Wow.
Crazy monkeys.
You hear about the orangutan that went to... Never mind.
And finally, something that happened for the first time in 2024.
You pronounced orangutan correctly.
Like it or not, LeBron James and his son, Bronny, played together on an NBA court.
Father-son.
It's the first time a father-son duo has ever played in an NBA game for the same team.
Well, there you go.
And it is kind of cool.
Oh, obviously. I mean, yeah, especially for them.
Yeah, and it's one of those where it's like, you know, people don't think he should be there or whatever.
Of course.
You know?
It still happened.
Pretty cool stinking moment.
Yeah, it still happened, so, you know.
As a dad, you're like, okay, that's cool.
Exactly, and then why didn't you pass me the ball, buddy?
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I am so thankful that I worked on the farm for those years because, you know, I did grow up without a dad.
Mm-hmm.
And so I missed out on a lot of stuff.
But sure.
Thank goodness for the farm and being able to do some of that.
Kevin James.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. I mean, otherwise, imagine how pathetic you'd be.
Unreal.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Final story brought to you by the Good Feet Store.
Okay. This is a list that came out about jobs that used to be considered, you know, pretty cool. Respected job.
Yeah.
But now is not that great, maybe.
Dang it.
See how we do with these. I could fight every one of them, I feel like.
That they're no longer great jobs?
Yeah, I mean, okay. I think depending, right?
Yeah.
Retail. They said, you know, primarily for a couple things, but primarily the wages.
Wait, that was once a great job?
Retail. I could see that, right? That it was maybe back if you worked at, you know, I work at Macy's in the...
Yeah,
like, okay, oh, that's a cool job.
Sure.
But
well, the discount is neat.
Yeah. But they're just saying wages, and of course, everyone's shopping online. It's just kind of...
And what's that other thing that you have to deal with all the time? Oh, people.
Yeah. Yeah, so I was surprised. I'm with you, Jay. I'm not sure that was...
I mean, there's that.
Maybe considered a great job, but I know some people love
it. But now, no, for sure, huh?
How about this? A bank teller.
Yeah.
Someone said it used to be a foot in the door to the finance industry.
Sure.
But now it's like basically you're a 20-something credit card salesperson.
Oh, no.
And I'm sure that is probably true.
That's funny.
In many locations.
I've never had that. I've never been offered one of those at a bank.
Really?
Yeah.
A credit card?
Mm-mm.
Really?
Yeah. Have you?
Yeah.
Really? Did you take it?
No, I already had one.
Oh. Well, you can't have too many. That's what they say.
That is what they told me, too.
Oh, you might need another.
I tried to get one, and they said no.
It's a little different scenario. I hate to break it to you.
Seems unfair.
Does it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Taxi driver. But when was that? Was that highly respected?
Is it highly respected? What is the category again?
I don't know. They said a job that was once highly respected.
Oh, boy.
And...
Yeah, that might be a stretch.
People desired it, but now it's
I don't remember anybody ever growing up saying, you know, other than like, you know, a 3-year-old, I want to be a taxi driver. Because, you know, maybe they saw it and thought it was cool. But once you got a little older, I don't know that that's...
I mean, I'll say that I appreciated taxi drivers
certainly,
a lot. And they were, you know, I guess that could be respected because they were the only way to get somewhere.
Yeah, like the one we had in Seattle where he ran into the guy and kept going. That was cool. We respected that.
Uber and Lyft, of course, the reason why that is gone.
Not what it used to be, yeah.
What do you think of this one? Teachers. The complete lack of respect by government, parents, and kids is astonishing, making teachers less and less of a respected or desired.
Mm. You know, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Uh-huh. Hmm. See, this one I
is
don't
Is that
get.
What I was supposed to say? It's what I have written down
over
here.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
All right. It's the only way it's going to keep you safe, my
I
man.
Did. I just didn't know if I was still supposed to say that. I was just trying to follow the script.
A couple other ones. How about, I do not agree with this. I don't understand it. Wedding photographers, they went from being the, you know, preservers of authentic, joyful moments to being content creators that manufacture those authentic moments for likes and bride influences.
Whoa.
Which, okay, I get what they're saying.
That
there.
Was a lot Jeez, there.
Yeah.
They're like, here, let's do this pose.
Certainly.
Do this.
And but then, doesn't that make it more desirable because you have more creative?
That's what I thought. Yeah. I mean, I think it makes it, I respect them. I respect what the photographers do. Especially if they, you know, recommend me.
There it
couple
is.
Other jobs that are no longer there considered highly respected
or desired
travel agents.
I thought that the other day. I don't know why I was thinking that. I think I was watching a movie or something. They said something about it was an older movie, and they're like, "Whoa, we've got to call the travel agent." And I was like, "Whoa, hadn't thought of one of those in forever." And it used to be like what everybody did.
Yes,
and then now, huh?
Yeah.
I think it is one of those that the people who use them still really love them.
Like, it's probably for business, I would imagine. Don't you think?
Yeah. That's got to be a lot of it, for sure. And I don't know, maybe if you just don't like the... Because have you ever stressed out about trying to build a vacation or just go, gosh, where do we even want to go?
If it's not in all one place.
Yeah.
So, like, if I didn't use the same app to do all of it, and I have done that before. I'm like, oh, I went through this because I got, you know, I'm a member of the blah, blah club.
Right.
And, you know, you get an extra 50 cents off. And I'm like, man, I can't pass up that 50 cents. And so then I book like a hotel through this app, and I booked my air through this. And then I'm like, oh, boy, where did we book that through again?
Yeah, that's a mess.
That one, if it gets, you know, it gets a little messy sometimes.
And I also think that, you know, Jay, like you're...
Multiple airlines.
The cool thing, you're to the point where you know where you like to go on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to go to the same hotel most of the time, right?
Yeah.
Like, you already know. So that stuff is gone. That's the part that was exhausting to me. It was like, oh, gosh, which hotel? And then I would read 500 reviews.
Oh, man, that's exhausting.
Try to decide.
It is tiring, yeah.
And I don't know what a travel agent costs, but if they could just say, hey, put together this package for you. This is a great hotel. We know it. People love
it. Yeah.
That would not be so bad.
Hey, hang on a second here. Hey, here's a jolly old elf himself. Hillbilly Seth. What's up, buddy?
Not too much. What happened to this lady? This all sounds very pointed. This sounds like she's angry at these professions.
All her life. She's mad at all these people.
One of the professions.
You cab drivers, you teachers, you
steal.
People are selling me.
You photographer, you ruined my wedding.
You sold me clothes that didn't fit. And my travel agent sent me to my honeymoon where I didn't like the hotel.
Sounds like her father might have been a travel agent or something. She's just trying to piss him off or something. I don't know.
Listen.
It sounds angry.
There's good news because still highly respected landscapers.
Hey!
Well.
What do you consider yourself?
I don't mean to polish my own lamp here, but.
Is that what you consider yourself, as a landscaper or lamp polisher? Or what are you? What are you?
No. Aladdin's out. I'm a landscaper.
Landscaper. Okay.
Seth, can you please share your news?
I will say this because somebody asked me the other day about putting up Christmas lights. And I said, my buddy Hillbilly Seth did it. And they said, wait, I thought Seth was a landscaper. Why is a landscaper on your roof?
Oh, we do it all. Because, you know.
That's fair.
You know, God brings 4 months of cold weather, and we got to stay busy.
That's right.
He's a smart man.
Full service, absolutely. What was your question, Kevin?
Seth, are you able to tell us the exciting news live on the radio?
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah, I got a puppy yesterday.
You got a puppy.
Okay.
Oh, that big news. Oh, okay. Yes, so I am now an engaged man. And heading for the Isle of Matrimony.
Let's go.
Hey. He did it. He did it, y'all.
Yeah.
Are you just hitting every button on that little panel you got there?
Pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah, after 3.5 years, I was like, you know what? It's time to put a ring on it.
God bless you. Good for you guys. That's awesome news.
It is.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Congrats.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm very happy. I'm very excited. But yeah, we also did get a brand new puppy yesterday.
Wow. When it rains, it pours, huh?
No, I wanted this puppy.
And you didn't want the other part? sounded like maybe you want to rephrase that, bud?
No, that was intentional. That was for the radio boys.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I got a dog.
Happy wife.
Kevin played right into that. He's just like, ugh.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
All right, boys, I got to get to work.
Hey, I hear that. Yeah, congratulations, bud.
Thanks, guys. Yep. Talk to you later.
See you, pal.
It's for the radio.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Boy, what a sound. How I love to hear that old money clink. That beautiful sound of cold hard cash.
Kevin James.
Merry Christmas, y'all!
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Well, hopefully Kevin makes it back to play Beat the Show today.
Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Hey, beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Step right up, it's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Step right up, it's time to beat the show.
All right, it's beat the show time. Hey, Holly.
Hi.
What you doing?
I am almost to work.
Oh. What time are you supposed to be there?
At 9 o'clock.
Oh, you're early.
I am.
Is that normal? Is that an everyday thing for you?
It is an everyday thing.
Just because you're more comfortable getting there early, or what is the purpose?
I usually eat breakfast in my car, and I have a little few moments to myself.
Ooh, I kind of like the plan.
Yeah.
It gives you a little settling time between the drive and when you got to get in there and just go, go, go.
Yes, and I usually read a book.
Oh, wow.
Oh, geez.
What are you currently reading?
I am reading the Hooked series.
Hooked?
The Never Afters.
Oh, okay. I got you. Yeah. Wow. Okay. Well, very good. Geez, I like the plan a lot. How long is the drive?
It's about 10 minutes of a drive.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
Okay.
And your drive was safe today? It wasn't slippery?
It was not slippery.
Okay, that's good news.
Your radio broken? Or
she sometimes likes to read a book, Kevin. It doesn't mean she doesn't like the radio. Good grief.
Just saying.
Two things can be... She's obviously new to call in.
I listen to you guys in the mornings, and then when I get here, I turn the radio down.
See?
Okay, fair enough.
But still
fair
on.
Enough.
Still on, though. Yeah.
Well, two-thirds of us here in the studio love you, Holly, so I just want to
Someone is maybe not so jolly.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening here, but... all right, well, the category is 10. As in, like, the, you know, day of the month, 10 is the category. Would you like to challenge me or Kevin, then?
Let's go Kevin.
I think that's the right choice.
Sure.
Yeah,
sure.
I think it's the right choice.
Yeah, I got
all right.
It out for you right now.
60 seconds, got seven questions for you. Holly, pass if you get stuck, and we're playing for Indaba Coffee. Just stop mumbling. Oh, great.
All right, Holly, mumbling?
Here we go.
Oh, boy. All right. What is given on the 10th day of Christmas in the 12 Days of Christmas song?
Pass.
In 10 days, it will be December 20th. What day of the week will that be?
Thursday.
What Australian country artist song, Somebody Like You, was in How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, the soundtrack for that movie?
Keith Urban.
Dave Portnoy does pizza reviews out of 10. Complete his famous catchphrase. One bite, everyone, what?
Things.
What actress played Kat Stratford in the 90s movie 10 Things I Hate About You?
Julia Stiles.
Who would tell you the 10-day forecast on 4 News Now at night?
Bob Chambers, I don't know.
Name an NFL team that has 10 wins or more. There's several
come
options.
On, man.
There's several options.
NFL?
Yeah.
The Broncos.
Oh, you wish.
You wish.
Sorry. A little too much, probably. All right. Let's see how we did. Holly, sorry about that. Kevin.
Gosh. A little too much, Jay.
I mean, you know, we got a diehard Bronco fan right next to our studio over here. He wears Bronco stuff all the time.
I don't know NFL, so at least I knew a team.
Yeah, no, I'll give you credit for that.
Yeah.
That was great. That was great. All right, hold on for a second, Holly. Kevin, let's see how you do.
Okay.
60 seconds, seven questions, and ready, set, go.
What is given on the 10th day of Christmas in the 12 Days of Christmas song?
10 maids a-milking?
In 10 days, it will be December 20th. What day of the week will that be?
Thursday.
What Australian country artist song, Somebody Like You, was in How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, the soundtrack for that?
I didn't hear the question because I want to change my last one to Friday.
Okay, I'll repeat the
question. Can I change that?
Jay? Sure. What Australian country, I don't know, country artist song Somebody Like You was in?
Keith Urban.
Okay. Dave Portnoy does pizza reviews out of 10. Complete his famous catchphrase. One bite, everyone what?
Everyone knows.
What actress played Kat Stratford in the 90s movie 10 Things I Hate About You?
A pass.
Who would tell you the 10-day forecast on 4 News Now at night?
Chris Crocker.
And we didn't get to question 7.
Okay. All right, that's too bad because I would have loved to heard that answer. All right, let's see how we did here.
What is given on the 10th day of Christmas in the 12 Days of Christmas song?
I think Holly passed on that. It was one of those you start trying to sing it and couldn't get there. Kevin said maids a-milking, which there's only 8 of those, Kev.
I know.
Yeah, it's Lords a-leaping.
Yeah. No point. Sorry.
In 10 days, it will be December 20th. What day of the week will that be?
Holly said Thursday. Kevin changed it to Friday, and I think Friday's right.
Friday is right.
Yeah.
We let him slide on that one?
I don't know what we do on that.
Okay.
She's winning no matter what. I don't even care what the score is. I enjoy her laughter.
Her laughter is unbelievable.
You win. That's a prize.
Yeah.
You don't get to choose your laugh. God gave her a great one. She wins.
I agree, and you know who doesn't appreciate your laughter?
Steve?
A book.
Wow. Easy.
Easy,
buddy. You're going to get one thrown at you in a second, as if we have one in here.
Yeah, where are you going to find one?
Yeah, I don't know.
I will lend you a book.
Yeah, thank you, because we're not going to find it in the rock studio.
That's for sure. Damn. Not with that Broncos fan.
No, I don't know how to read.
What Australian country artist song Somebody Like You was in the How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days soundtrack?
Keith Urban for everybody.
Yeah, Keith Urban. Yeah,
2-1.
Dave Portnoy does pizza reviews out of 10, complete his famous catchphrase, one bite, everyone, what?
Molly said sings, which I enjoyed. Kevin, I think you were close. I think you forgot part of it, though.
Yeah, it's knows the rules.
Knows the rules.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I guess it's everyone knows, too, but...
No points.
Yeah. What actress played Kat Stratford in the 90s movie 10 Things I Hate About You?
KJ with a pass, Holly with a Julia Stiles.
A Julia Stiles is
correct,
yeah. There
you go, twos for everyone.
Who would tell you the 10-day forecast on 4 News Now at night?
Kevin, Chris Crocker, Holly, Chris Kringle. Sadly, point for Kevin.
Yeah, Casey?
She also said Bob Chambers.
Oh, Bob Chambers with the weather.
Which was great.
Is that a funny point?
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah.
Name an NFL team that has 10 wins or more. Kevin, could you do it?
Could I do it? Yeah, of course I could do it.
Okay, prove it.
Well, I would just say the Detroit Lions.
Yep.
And I could be done there.
Okay.
Trying to avoid saying the Vikings.
I mean, I don't know why you would be.
The Vikings.
Yeah. Why didn't you just say the Steelers?
No, because we got to play them soon.
She said the Denver Broncos, and I said, you wish.
Oh.
And then it started into the conversation about our neighbor, and it got...
What did they have, like
six,
seven?
Maybe?
I mean, they're not doing bad.
Seven, let me see. Oh, they're 8-5.
Yeah, that's close.
Okay. Yeah, close enough. Holly, you're going to get yourself some Indaba coffee roasters this morning. Congratulations. Also, why don't you pick another number? We can get yesterday's, okay, Steve-O? We'll do a double down.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll give one to you and one to somebody else. What number would you like your soon-to-be friend to share your coffee? What number would you like?
Let's go 10.
10. Okay, hold on for 1 second, okay?
Okay.
Thanks, Holly. Appreciate it. Caller 10 also gets some Indaba coffee roasters.
Oh, we don't want to do 99 today?
Hey, Holly said 10.
Yeah, no, she said 10. 99.9 Coyote
Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
There was a child who was a funny kid. My wife had him as a half-day kindergartner. And so then the next year, he comes back to school and he hears first grade and he hears the bell go off, which dismisses the morning kindergartners.
When he realized you have to stay the whole day.
They're like, no, you have to stay all day now. You're a big boy.
Yeah.
Kevin James.
Who the heck signed us up for that?
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Also, the National Weather Service did issue a weather advisory because some of that fog and a little bit of freezing drizzle sticking to the roads, especially to the north and maybe to the west. Haven't heard anything from our Idaho friends yet that I have been able to... make heads or tails of. So if it's bad where you are and you're in a spot to let us know, great. Otherwise, be safe, okay?
It's the Jay and Kevin Show stat of the day.
All right, Kevin.
60% use them as decoration. 58% eat them.
Ooh.
But 75% said, yeah, they're delicious.
Gingerbread houses?
No.
Marshmallows?
80% said they make them feel nostalgia.
Oh, gingerbread houses?
Nope, let me try again.
Mm-hmm.
60% use them as decorations.
Oh, I got it now.
58% eat them.
Yeah.
Oh.
Candy canes.
Candy canes. Are you a decorator or an eater?
Or both. I think both.
You can
actually.
Be both.
Yeah,
yeah,
I think
you bet you can.
Thank you, buddy.
Or neither.
I bet you can. Yeah, we have some, and I think they have like a wrapping on them that is significant to something. Like, oh, it's a Nebraska Corn Husker candy cane.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know why.
And do those...
Or a Hucker.
Whichever. Are those allowed to be consumed?
No, you don't eat
those. Okay,
no.
Those are just decorations that
correct.
Come and go each year.
Yep, correct what you said there.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Okay. Because, man, I am a sucker for candy canes.
Not technically a sucker. There's no stick.
I just love them.
Do you like the mini ones? Or do you like the...
Doesn't matter.
Oh, wow.
You know, I love them all.
You're an equal opportunity candy cane eater?
Yeah.
That big stick thing, the big...
That one's so hard to eat.
Much. Yeah, it's a bit much.
You can't eat that.
I still will do it, but I'm...
Have you ever seen that video of the guy who makes those candy canes?
Oh, my gosh, Steve. How fascinating is that?
I don't think I know of this video.
Can we find that and put it on our Facebook?
Try. Yeah.
It's a guy at some...
It's a
candy
factory?
Cane factory. Okay. Yeah. And you watch him taking all this... I don't know. It's sugar. It just looks like it's sugar put together with more sugar, put together with glue, put together with some. It's wild what the man
is
working with. I think so, Jay.
Oh, my God. I'm trying to remember.
It's been a while since I've seen the video, but.
Yeah, I'm looking at it.
And he.
Oh, what is that? Is that just.
Jay. Right? You just sit there and look at it and go, wait, what is he doing?
Huh.
And what he's doing is making candy canes.
That's crazy. I didn't realize that. That's obviously, I didn't know that's how they did it.
It looks pretty cool, doesn't it?
Well, it looks wild. Like, how do you even describe that?
Here, I'll post it on our page.
Slime? Looks kind of like slime.
Yeah.
And except for obviously thicker and stickier. Oh my gosh, that looks exhausting, actually.
The amount of work that guy does is unreal.
He takes scissors and cuts it into pieces.
And then twisting
and then stretching it and... Wow. Yeah, that. No,
I know. It made me not want to bite into a candy cane.
It makes
time.
Me want to pay more.
I'm like,
for
yeah,
them.
I need to just suck on that, take the time, because that man took his time.
Mm-hmm. And he's got the type of job, too, where, like, I think he's telling jokes as he's doing this whole thing.
I mean, probably.
I mean, you got to have.
Not me, the big blob on the slide over here.
Uh-huh.
Here we go. We're going to roll this off. And there it is, you guys. Hope you enjoyed the show.
He rolled up one that's like the size of his leg. Here you go. Hope you enjoyed the show. And then he puts it on like a hook, and he stretches it. And
it's an impressive video. It's
sugar crystal is what he calls it.
Sugar crystal, yeah, okay.
Which makes, I don't know if you know that, makes sense. And then he has two of them, one of, you know, whatever colors he's making. This particular one is green and white. And he like kind of rolls them together a little bit, and then he cuts them with the scissors and then starts stretching them and twisting them.
It's and I would crazy. Definitely like it if we could just stick more to the peppermint.
Yeah.
You know, there's, you know, now it's like the Skittles.
Sure.
And they're good. I mean, I'll still pull one off the tree and eat it.
Right.
But I do like the peppermint. I find them refreshing and wonderful. And you know what I used to love to do with them, Jay?
Crush them up?
Put them in my Diet Coke.
Yeah.
Oh.
To make sure that it had sugar. I kind of defeated the purpose, but
yeah,
it was good.
That was different. It is good as a flavoring device. I will say that.
Yeah.
If you crush them up and then you put them in whatever. I mean, you could put them in coffee, cocoa. Obviously, cocoa. And in fact, they do that with cocoa. So
yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Pretty good.
I like it.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.